Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
How quickly we move on from what was. So Tuesday we sat here and we're like, gauntlet. Four-game gauntlet. Can the Warriors handle it? And they have to get this one. And then they did. And so then I think some Warrior fans are like, okay, we're starting to cook. That proved some things that showed the Warriors are at least ready for this fight. Well, he starts off this text with me earlier today, and he says, oh, by the way, big game tonight. The gauntlet for the Warriors starts tonight.
What?
And I was like, wait a minute. I thought it already started two nights ago. But I know there are some of you out there that are like, the second they beat Memphis, it's like, Memphis has lost 7 of 8 games. They're not very good. They're the 8 seed now.
Wow.
Memphis is the 8 seed.
You're
Do you
right.
see how quickly that happens?
Yeah, the worm turns.
So now all you did was you beat a play-in team. That's it. And now it starts tonight. I mean, do you feel any of that? Does it not start until tonight?
No, because you lose to L.A. and Memphis beats Miami. Guess what? Memphis is back ahead of you, just like that. So everything turns so quickly, and you know you're half game up on Minnesota, L.A., and Memphis. So you go out there and you lose this one to the Lakers, and Memphis beats Miami. Well, Minnesota beats Brooklyn. Guess what? You know who you are? You're the 7 seed, and you're tied with the Clippers. So you know what? You're actually the 8 seed. So you lose.
Oh, yeah, no, they could be the 8 tonight.
You lose.
Because Minnesota
wins.
They play.
And Memphis wins. The Clippers don't. You lose, they win, you're the 8.
By the way, that's exactly what Vegas says is going to happen.
Exactly. Based on spreads
tonight, the Warriors will be the 8 seed when we go to bed.
Exactly. So to think that this is not the gauntlet, like that was the gauntlet, it's all the gauntlet. Because if you lose here and then you face a rested Denver, and by rested, I mean really, really rested, because they didn't actually play basketball last night. So you lose tonight, and then Denver's rested, you lose that. Well, now the Houston game is not a must win, but it's damn near a must win if you want to be a top 6.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it.
So it's all the gauntlet. And
of course,
apologize to your friend who texted that.
You don't need to apologize.
Well,
you don't need to apologize.
Well, your friend's wrong.
He's
out of line.
He doesn't think Memphis is very good.
Right.
And by the way, they're not.
They're not,
they
might be ahead of you in the standings.
Doesn't matter. I actually get his point.
I get his point, too. For how long were the Warriors not very good? If you want to play this game, there was at least 2 months where the Warriors were not very good.
Yeah, that's accurate.
So, like, Memphis right now is not very good, yet they're in a spot where they could be ahead of you in the standings come tomorrow.
Put it this way. I didn't come out of Tuesday night and go, okay, now I'm convinced of everything. On we go. Are you? Don't you still need to see this? Don't you still need to see this?
Of course.
This is this next 28 hours, this is who they're probably going to play. And that's if things go well.
Right.
That's if it goes well.
If it goes bad, you might play OKC.
You might play one game.
And be done.
Two games.
Exactly.
Go home. Yeah, you're not going to be the nine. You get at least two games. But, yeah. And so when we look at this, and this is where we want to start today, and would love to hear from you as always. This is a big day to hear from you. 888-957-9570 is the number. I'll forever now call him Clay's dad because Clay's going to be a Hall of Famer. So Clay's dad, who does work for the Lakers, his name's Michael. Some of you know who that is. He joins us in an hour and a half. Dave McMenamin, ESPN NBA reporter who does specialize in the Lakers and the Warriors. He's going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour. Until then, it's you. And since the trade deadline, these Warriors and these Lakers have never played each other. The Warriors' record is much better than the Lakers since then, but they've taken different paths to get there. The Warriors have had their stars play a little bit more than the Lakers have. That's largely by choice. Luke has been sitting some back-to-backs, LeBron the same. But since the trade deadline, the Lakers got, I think as you put it, maybe a little bit higher powered offensively, a little bit lower powered defensively. The Warriors got just flat out better since the trade deadline. But prior to that, the Lakers have had the Warriors' number largely over the last couple of years. In fact, they've won all the games this year. One of them happened with Jimmy Butler on the bench. Like, that trade got approved right before the game tipped off in LA. So Jimmy was able to join the team but not play in the game. He sat on the bench in LA and watched the Warriors lose the last time these two got together. And then right after that, it was in Chicago that Jimmy started playing basketball. And the Warriors started winning almost all of their basketball games. I think the number is somewhere in the neighborhood of 19-5 now.
Yep.
Is that where it is since the trade? And that doesn't even include, right, just the Jimmy games. The record is even better. And if you do just the Jimmy and Steph games, the record is impeccable. 18-2. Since these two guys have played. So, is the Laker-Warrior matchup that comes here in a few hours, is it now easier than it was, or is it harder than it was? Or I guess you could call it flat. You could call it even, Steven, if you want. But I wonder what everyone thinks about that. 888-957-957.
I think it's easier just based on what Anthony Davis brought. When Anthony Davis was right, and that wasn't every game, but when he was healthy and interested in playing basketball, he was somebody that the Warriors could not defend. And I look at this team with Luka. Well, you have a way to defend Luka. You've done it before. The Warriors, just a couple of years ago when they won the title, they beat Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks, and they mostly were able to neutralize Luka. It hurts that you don't have GP2, and I don't know if we have official word on Kuminga.
We do not.
But I do think that he will play, and you know, stay tuned to 95.7 The Game as we get the run-up to the opening tip, and we will have that information here in the next few hours. But that would help to have another body, an athletic body, to go up against Luka and LeBron. But I like Draymond being able to guard Luka tonight. And, you know, Moses, it's your graduation. It's time to go out there and guard LeBron James. And I know he won't guard him the whole game, but that's what Steve Kerr told us yesterday, that this is what Moses has become. He's become their best wing defender with Andrew gone. And so, Moses, go guard the GOAT. Good luck. And I do think that the Lakers are a different sort of a problem without AD. And I think that AD provides something that the Warriors have no answer for.
Yeah, that's kind of my thing. I think in general, this is actually, the Lakers are an interesting micro example of something that we do in sports a lot. For example, take what the San Francisco Giants have done so far early in the year. All anyone's going to talk about is, well, Wilmer Flores and Elliot Ramos are hitting bombs. They're hitting home runs. That's not why the Giants are good. That's not why the Giants are good at all. They haven't overwhelmed people with their offense, but offense is the only thing we watch. A lot of sports fans, most sports fans, offense is the only thing we watch. Everybody's got a fantasy team in the NFL. Do any of you do defensive players? Like, a few of you just raised your hand, but yeah, you're in wackadoodle leagues. Individual defensive player. Get out of here with it. What are we doing?
I hate those leagues.
Nobody wants to talk about defense. And that's the bottom line for me. The Lakers got better offensively. They got worse defensively. Give me I'll go up against the team that got worse defensively and take my poison or my medicine when their offense has one of those nights. And tonight might be that night. If LeBron and Luka go off, yeah, you're going to have a problem. The same way Memphis had a problem when Steph and Jimmy and Draymond were all fully on point on the offensive end of the floor, put up huge stats. They had a problem and they lost. They lost by 9. So those nights will happen, and tonight could be one of those nights. But there's no doubt in my mind that what the Lakers did at the trade deadline made them better for the long term and worse for this year. There's no doubt in my mind about that. And therefore, knowing that they could be a first-round opponent or at least represent one of the high-level opponents in the West, yes, the Warriors have more to prove. Yes, the Warriors have more to prove. They haven't beaten this team all year. This is a new version of both of these teams. This is not just a big one for all of the obvious reasons. This is a big one for some of the subtle reasons, too.
Yeah.
They got to get over on this team.
And
they can. This is an easier target than it was.
It should be, but the Lakers haven't played now in, 3 weeks. And so they're going to be fresh and rested. And the Warriors are coming in at the end of a 6-game road trip. 14 days, 6 games.
Yep.
And so I do think the way it stacks up is not great. Like, the way it stacked up against Memphis played the night before, and you were actually in their city, able to watch that game, chilling, and Memphis played a back-to-back, so that one stacked up in your favor. This one stacks up in the Lakers' favor.
For sure.
They had Monday off, Tuesday off, Wednesday off, and, you know, their star is 40 years old, so he's going to benefit greatly from having that time off, and the Warriors are at the end of a long road trip, but I do think about what this would mean, not in the big picture, but the small picture. If you beat the Lakers, right now you're 2 back of LA. They're the 3 seed. I'm not saying you're going to catch them and be the 3.
But you could.
But you're allowed
you
to,
could.
Mark.
Yeah, it's not out of the question.
So you beat LA, and you suddenly are just 1 game back of LA. And if you lose, you probably will be the 8 seed.
Do you know what the Lakers...
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those 3 listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Do early next week? Has anybody, like, we've spent so much time being, well, Minnesota, they've got New Orleans, and the Clippers have some easy games, and that nobody's looking at the teams ahead of them.
Well, I do know the Lakers and the Warriors each have 7 games left,
yeah,
and Denver only has 5.
Right.
So that's a big part of, like, the end game here of the last 2 weeks.
But if the Warriors win tonight, they're a game behind the Lakers, right?
Exactly.
But the Lakers have the tiebreaker.
Yep.
I get that, right? Do you know what the Lakers do on Sunday and Tuesday?
Do they play basketball?
They get to play the Thunder twice.
Ooh.
Both on the road.
Yeah. Wow.
And as soon as they're done with that,
the stay and play,
they get to go on a back-to-back to Dallas. Can anybody think of any storylines as the Lakers go play in Dallas next Wednesday? Does that sound like an easy game to you? You think the crowd might have, I don't know, something to say that night, right? The Lakers are about to go through their own gauntlet. By the way, when they're done with that trip to Dallas, they get to come home and play the 2-seed Houston Rockets. That's their week next week. OKC, Dallas, all on the road, turn around, come home, play Houston, and then end the year in Portland, which can be a sneaky road trip. I'm sure they'll win it, but that's what's coming. Like, I want to make sure that a Warrior fan plants this in their mind, right? We're all focused on, well, but Memphis and Minnesota and the Clippers. Don't forget about what's in front of you. you can go get these teams too.
It's possible.
If you win tonight, the Lakers are absolutely in range.
They've got 7 games in 11 days, including 2 back-to-backs. So yeah, they have rest coming into this one. And if you're the Lakers, you're looking at this one as a big game to avoid like falling behind the Warriors. But it's tonight and then tomorrow and then Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. They've got 7 in 11 days. That is a full-on gauntlet, including, like you said, back-to-back OKC. And even that second game at OKC, the very next game is in Dallas.
Yeah, they're sitting that second game at OKC. They're sitting. Luka's not going to play. I'll bet you right now. Luka ain't playing both those games in OKC.
Or LeBron.
No, they're going to get ready for the Dallas game.
Yeah.
Because, by the way, they'd lose it anyway. They're not good enough to go win in Oklahoma City.
And I wonder about like what OKC is. What's their motivation? Because right now the only thing they have to play for is 70 wins.
Yeah, except for they'll be motivated for those. They're going to be motivated for those. Everybody
Dallas
gets
will be.
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure.